Hello, everybody from Cegama here in northern Spain, where right now it is fairly cool and cloudy outside, but that is not the forecast for the next week or so. Spain is already in a heat wave, and it's working its way up here, and by Thursday, we're supposed to have 100-degree weather, so most of Spain already has it. Here in the Basque Country, we're protected by the mountains, but it's still going to get up this way. It's all, you know, it's blasting heat from the Sahara that comes, works its way up here periodically. It's a little early in the year, but it happens anyway. Okay, so let's see. The picture there is one of a typical Friday fellowship that we have. Starts on this, the service part starts at 7, and Juan leads that with prayer time. You can see a few of the groups there, and then we have a challenge at the end, and then we have supper, and usually it's music practice and any other kinds of counseling and time with believers goes on. I'll often take the older young people, well, college and career age. I'll fill up the car and we'll go 30 minutes to the mall and have a late night snack on Friday at McDonald's or something. But while they're having their service, then I've bought things at the nearby grocery store. They've just opened a big store by the church, and so I'll pick up sandwich stuff and chips and different things. Try and always have something new each time, something small. But anyway, you can see a little bit what's there. And then after the service, then we all have supper, and it's usually around 20 or 25, no more than that at this point, are coming. Before COVID, we were running more than that, but it's taken a little longer for things to get back to normal. But anyway, so it's very simple, it's very cheap, and works really well. And so those are Friday nights. And Sunday, yesterday, we had a great, great morning. Started with the YouTube devotional at 9 o'clock, and then went to the church for the morning services. We had a lot of our people missing. We had some out for COVID, for work as usual. Some for other sicknesses, trips, and whatnot. Anyway, we were missing, I don't know how many people, but we had a ton of visitors. I think the list said 16 visitors, some of them, you know, first-timers. And so we ended up having a fairly full auditorium, and I continued my preaching in the series on the Revelation, which is how God reveals himself to us. And I've started a mini series within that on Christ in the Old Testament, which I've never preached through before, taught through Genesis, you know, foreshadowing Christ, and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and all the way through the Bible. Some of those I'm starting to look at them as I'm preparing. Some of them are a little stretched sometimes, so I want to make sure that I make that clear. But anyway, it's going to be, I think, a very fascinating little series within the larger series, and a number of people said that it was very much a blessing to them to see that. Of course, it is also has an apologetic tone to it, because it shows us once more, in one more way, how that the Bible is not just some scattered collection of old myths and legends, but there is a cohesiveness to it. There is a coherency. There are overarching themes that come up and surface throughout the Old Testament and New Testament. So anyway, it's interesting. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. Okay, so the heat wave. I already mentioned that. I'm looking down my list so I don't forget anything. We trying to keep missions and worldwide evangelism before people. Yesterday, I presented two projects to our people for them to give to voluntarily if they want to, using envelopes. One is A couple in one of our missionary, the missionaries we support in Mexico. I'll talk about that another time because that's more long term. Another was Luis, the friend missionary in Peru. They're going to have this conference. I sent 100 inner peace booklets, but he also sent a video and some pictures of a ministry up in the Amazon area, one of the way out in the boonies, where they're going to clear out Amazon trees, forests, and all of that to build a Bible school. And let me see, I think it's the equivalent of 10 acres. Anyway, they're going to clear out another section, a huge field. And we're talking, I mean, they have to clear it out because it's jungle, you know? And they're clearing it out for a watermelon patch. And this watermelon, huge watermelon field is going to help sustain the school. It's going to be funds for them. They'll be selling the watermelons. Don't ask me how, but anyway, so we're gonna hopefully send them some offering to help with that. And I'll add a video later about the, let me see, I need to make a note of that. Let me see, put that on right now as I'm talking. It is a, they sent me a number of them. If you want more, just ask me for them. But I'll send one where, okay, it's a very short clip of this lady carrying the logs. They get the logs from the trees, they cut them out of the trees, and then they make the buildings from them. And I mean, all the different people there at the ministry are helping bring in these logs. So actually, I tied a few together. I think it's about a minute long, so I'll add that later. And it's amazing how they work. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here? Okay, focus on a few. I'm meeting two couples today. One is the Edwin and Ruth. I'll put up a picture of them later again. They're the ones that they will be getting married in a few months, and just wonderful response to the marriage counseling and all the input that we're giving them in different ways, and I meet with them every week. So thank you for praying for them. Ruth has been with us since she was a little girl. Edwin was saved here a few years ago, baptized and very faithful. Has COVID right now. We're getting over it again. But then I'm meeting with another couple, and this couple, we married years ago. When they were married, their little boy was born 1 week before the wedding. So you can imagine all the baggage that went there in that situation. And we invested, Mimi and I, a lot of time in them. And then things went just went sour for years. It all boils down to couples who take advice versus couples who don't. That's pretty much what it boils down to. And so it was a disaster. But in the last year, they have come around and they are very faithful at church, and God has done a work in bringing them back together and back to the church and back to himself. And so I'm meeting with them today after watching them and being, you know, just following them, their progress for months. And I'm convinced that it is God doing the work. And so I'm going to meet with them today to see about next steps for them to take. They actually got a divorce and whatnot. So anyway, I think it's time for them to take some simple steps before the church so that they can come into full fellowship and be, you know, completely integrated into the church family again. And so it's a wonderful thing to see the grace of God rescue some who have, you know, just gone down the river and you thought they were drowned entirely. But, you know, everything confirms scripture. Those who follow the advice of wisdom avoid huge messes. And those that don't, go through them, you know. And by the grace of God, this story seems to be ending or going to be picking up again with the Lord's grace and going forward. So pray for this, both of these couples as I meet them today. Very, very different situations. Tomorrow morning, Danny and family leave for the States for a few 6 weeks, a month and a half. So it's going to leave us hampered with music at church. Mimi's going to be playing the piano, and that, because Danny often does that with Andrea, who's out as well, Andrea Alvarez. So I'm really looking into options. We have several children now, up into the adolescents who definitely have some music talent and some music and music interests. And I am really, really seriously wanting to get them the proper training and encourage them so that we can, we can see some of our own trained in music, which we've not been able to much in the years that we've been so far. There's been a tremendous lack of natural talent in the music area in a general way, and don't ask me why, it's just been like that. But there are some hopeful signs now, so that's a big thing to make sure that we have good musicians who love the Lord and can take the ministry forward in that area. So otherwise, media, picture of Arbe, meal I had with him. He's the oldest believer that we have in terms of back from the 90s. And then a quick clip of the church singing yesterday, and that'll be about it. Well, this has gotten really long, so thanks for listening. Thank you for all the comments and response and interest and prayers for the ministry. And God bless you. Have a great week.